The Colorado Progressive Coalition, Occupy Denver, MoveOn.org, and the Metro Organizations for the People held the demonstration at the Castle Stariosky Law Firm in downtown Denver. That firm processes more foreclosures than any other in the state. Corinne Fowler of the Progressive Coalition said her group's attorneys signed paperwork attesting to the right to foreclose on the firm.
It was just an illustration to show how ridiculous it is that you can take someone's property with a lawyer's signature.
Fowler said attorney Larry Castle was instrumental in changing state law in 2006, so lenders no longer had to prove they had the right to foreclose. An attorney just had to attest to that fact. Castle did not respond to an interview request. The protest came a day after lawmakers rejected a bill that would have changed the law. Supporters of the legislation said now there's no way for homeowners to challenge a lender's right to repossess their property. But Don Childers with the Colorado Bankers Association told a committee hearing he knows of only two times when the wrong party tried to foreclose, and he says both errors were caught.
We actually have a good system, and we think that there are fewer problems here than any place else in the country.
Childers said some lenders would stop writing mortgages if the bill passed. One Democrat joined with Republicans on the committee to kill the measure. The progressive groups say they'll keep lobbying for the legislation. I'm Pat Mack, Colorado Public Radio News.